Blog Talk Radio.
Hey. Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergence zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another live broadcast of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. Thank you for being here. I am Molly McCord, your host, and today we're talking all about astrology, the special energies that are live today, July 17th, and will continue to play out and be active throughout the rest of July. So thank you for being here. I appreciate your time. As always, a few quick announcements to start the show. The one announcement that I have to share with you is that I have a new headset. So when I'm talking in my office, I have a new headset. I hope you can hear me better. If you'd like the visual, I look like an airplane pilot or Britney Spears circa 1999. Or I look like Britney Spears flying an airplane. So this fancy new headset, I hope, is beneficial on your end. It feels a little awkward on my end, but I know the sound is clearer, so I'm glad I have that. I have some new topics coming up for you later this week. I've been doing more shows regularly, and that's because I have been receiving a lot of downloads, a lot of flows of intuitive messages, guidance, creativity, all kinds of stuff. So I'm doing shows more regularly. I invite you to check that out. You can check the full list of shows on Blog Talk Radio or on iTunes, because remember, every show is available as a download on iTunes. So just know that I'm doing more than the Wednesday broadcasts right now if you're interested in seeing what else is out there. Also for you to know, next Wednesday, we're going to be talking about the different types of consciousness that are active most strongly right now. There are five specifically. I'm going to talk about each different type, what they offer, their purpose, their value. That's going to be really informative and just get into perspective of where you are at in different areas of your life. The following show will be the monthly Q&A where I answer your questions. There is still time to submit questions if you have something on your mind, if you're noticing something happening in the world and you're looking for spiritual understanding about it. Feel free to send that my way. You can go to ConsciousCoolChic.com. And just click on the link that says Ask a Spiritual Question, and I will get it, and I will address it on the show. There's some good questions coming in this month, as always, so I look forward to that show. That will be July 31st. Then on August 7th, we will have a guest here. He is an editor, publisher, and author of a variety of books. His name is Lloyd Matthew Thompson, and he's going to be here talking with us about energy, chakras, all kinds of good stuff. So make sure and check that out. That will be in August, August 7th. So just want to make sure that that is on your radar. Now, let's take a look at today. Let's take a look at astrology and what is happening in the heavens that is a beautiful cosmic gift to all of us right now. It's a gift to each of us individually, to every single person on the planet, whether they're aware of it or not. And it's also a global energetic gift. And I'm talking about the Water Grand Trine. Now, a grand trine is when there is a lineup between three planets. They form a triangle, and they are in the common element. In this case, it's in water. It's Cancer, Pisces, and Scorpio. Each planet is at 4 degrees within these signs. Specifically, we have Jupiter at 4 degrees of Cancer, Saturn at 4 degrees of Scorpio, and Neptune at 4 degrees of Pisces. If you have in your astrology chart one of these water signs at 4 degrees, I would actually say between 1 degree and 8 degrees, you are being activated and energized with this energy in a more personal way. And it's happening for all of us globally, but it's also working with each of us individually and in very special ways. There's a beautiful purpose for this, and it is about, the water signs are always about emotional expression, release, purification, cleansing, creativity, intuition, harmony, joy, flow. It's divine feminine energy. It activates our physical structures with the water that we are drinking, meaning we need more water right now to flush out, to remove, to just let things really flow. There's grace here. There's ease. With the Grand Trine, there is just these open, I want to say gateways, that are connected where water, the water element and water energy, it just circulates freely, easily, gracefully. For many of us, this is about connecting to our intuition more, our creativity more, opening up to our emotional truth, connecting to our spiritual selves more fully, incorporating greater levels of trust in our lives. There's a lot of beautiful components here. And so it's special because we need this, right? I think of any area of your life, or perhaps it's every area of your life, where you're just ready for more flow. This is the time to request it. And remember, Spirit has to hear your request first. You have to ask for it. You do need to put that intention out there. You need to say the prayer. Say what's on your mind, say what you need, and then trust what you hear. Trust what messages come through. See where you feel inspired. Follow the energy. But it begins with your request. Now, one of the reasons why this Water Grand Trine is so special is because it is with three outer planets. Outer planets are the ones that are farther away from us here on Earth, and they aren't the personal planets. So we call the personal planets the Sun, the Moon, Mercury, Venus, and Mars. They have a faster orbit. They work with us just in more personal ways. Now, the outer planets have longer-lasting effects. They tend to be more powerful because they move slower. They're about the collective. They're about the bigger picture. So when these three celestial entities are in alignment, something bigger is underway. Something is opening up on a bigger scale. It doesn't mean that today is the only day, and if you didn't do something, you missed it. No, that's not it. It's a gateway. It's an opening. Connections are being made. Things are happening. I feel this as spiritual awakenings are occurring. If you've been on a spiritual journey, you're connecting with even more parts of yourself. You're opening up to more of your gifts, more of your intuition, more of your abilities. But there's something here that's also making it real. It isn't just about something happening up in the cosmos and la-di-da. There's a grounding effect here. And I say that because Saturn is involved. With Saturn, it's about making it real. It's about physical manifestations. And this is why it's more important than ever to make your request, to let it be known what you really desire in your heart of hearts. It's something that I'm feeling this strongly, that for some people, it's something they've never experienced before. It's almost like, dare I say what I really want? And I say, yes, you do dare, do, because this is where we get to enjoy all of the gifts of being spiritual beings in human form. Now, there's even more support with this water element, which is the other planets that are also forming another grand trine. Now, some astrologers would say there's one grand trine. I actually see two, and I'm going to tell you why. I see the north, no, excuse me, I see the Chiron in Pisces trining lovely Mercury in Cancer, trining the moon in Scorpio today. Now, because the moon is involved, this actually is only active today because the moon is going to change degrees. It changes degrees every few hours. So the moon moves pretty fast. But right now, there is an activation on a personal level for greater levels of healing, of self-love, self-worth, the feeling that, you know, how you speak to yourself with loving, heart-based words matters. It matters in your body at a DNA cellular level. Our bodies are 90% water, and we need to nurture that with self-love. All of that water within us needs to be loved and told that it's beautiful and that it's worthy. Do you remember the movie What the Bleep? And there was that experiment by a Japanese, I think it was a scientist. Please excuse me, I don't have the details right, but I'm just getting this download right now to remember how important it is to talk about water and how when water, jugs of water, were told that they were loved and valued and needed, the water crystallized into, you could see these beautiful snowflakes and blossoming effects within the water. If you were to Google this, you would see what I mean. It was striking. That's the same component here, is that, you know, how we talk to ourselves, how we love ourselves matters to our physical structure, not just our psyche, but it matters to every part of our being. So keep your thoughts of loving towards yourself. Even if you're confused about something, even if you're looking for clarity, even if you're scared about something, even if something isn't happening the way you want it to, talk to yourself with love right now. You will figure it out. You will know what to do. Maybe you don't have the answers right now, but you still love yourself in the highest possible ways. Maybe you don't have clarity about next step, but you trust yourself in the highest possible ways. These are the types of messages that we need to keep repeating to ourselves. And it's especially when we don't know that we need to keep repeating it. Because when you do that, you actually then open up to higher levels of understanding, knowingness, and wisdom. This water grand trine activates water energy. It activates releasing emotions that have been long held. It's about purification, release, cleansing, transformation on an emotional DNA cellular level. Those resentments you're holding, those fears, that anger, any sadness, hurt, all of that has the opportunity to just flow out. And as I'm speaking this, I'm getting the image of the Grand Canyon, the beautiful walls of the Grand Canyon, and a flood of fresh water coming through and literally pushing out residue, debris, those old branches, that stuff that lingers on the sidelines, all of that stuff getting washed away. That is the energy. And know that it can be effortless in some regard. It doesn't have to be about going into the deep pains, the deep hurts, the deep whys. What you're doing is you're cleansing and releasing with spirit, with your higher self, with the knowingness that it can be an experience that passes by you. I think for many of us who have been on the spiritual journey, we're used to asking the questions, going deeper, getting the meaning, wanting to know why. It's time to take out some of those mental pursuits and to just let it flow, let things flow. Keep in mind as well that depending on where this is activated in your chart, you are releasing karmic patterns, unconscious beliefs, lifetimes of energies, lifetimes of emotions. And as I say this, I'm hearing very strongly, you know, let the tears flow. If that comes up for you, just let it flow. It's just water. Just let it flow. Release. Do what you need to do to have that cleansing, purification process. We all have different emotional spectrums. Some people's are more intense. Some people's are less so. If you're someone who needs to release through, I'm hearing either through tears or through sweat, do that. If you need to get out there and just move yourself and move the energy and sweat it out, do that too. This is all about letting things flow for you and allowing it to really be released. I mean, I'm seeing it as like a veil being lifted up off the body, which is interesting because I don't, like, it's a veil of energy that's coming up and being removed, and it's allowing the flow to happen more. Okay, that feels really good. Now, we're going to have some meditation music playing here in just a few minutes, and I'm going to prepare you for that energetically. But I want to give you a little bit more astrology information. We have right now this grand trine. Later on in July, specifically July 29th, we have something even more rare than a grand trine. It's called a grand sextile. This, my friends, is a big deal in astrological terms. In energetic terms, it's also a big deal. A grand sextile is when two grand trines are activated at the same time and they form a six-pointed star, hence sextile. And the elements involved are complementary. So it is the water element and it's the earth element. So along with all the themes I've mentioned about this grand trine right now, there is also the earth element, which stabilizes. It provides strength, inner strength. It provides grounding, responsibility, self-sufficiency. There's a practical component here. So like I said, that image of the Grand Canyon, where the water is gushing through. Well, the earth element of that is obviously the canyon walls and the rocks and the beautiful scenery of earth. That is also providing stability here for you. There is a new grounding that happens, and this is essential for us right now. We need to have this new level of grounding with our energies. And some of you know, if you're on my email list, you already know this, but I have a special astrology session going on right now to look at where this is being activated for you. You can go to consciouscoolchic.com and it's under Grand Sextiles. It's going to be live later today on July 17th. You can also click the link here on the Blog Talk Radio description to see the offer. I have had tons of people, I mean, I don't even know how I'm keeping up, so many requests for this understanding in your astrology chart of what this grand sextile energy is doing. for you. And one of the main themes I'm seeing is that it's just time to get rid of all the blocks, all the stuff that's been collecting in your debris field, anything that isn't of your awareness. It's clearing it all out so that you're able to have space and energetic room for all the new information, awareness, knowingness, possibilities, potentials, dreams that you're ready to create next. That is what this grand sextile supports. It supports the flows of moving forward, the ways that you can practically move forward. What is ready to go that you're maybe not aware of? All of these things are very essential right now, and they're coming up for many people. And like I said, it's happening gracefully. You can do it with ease, but it does require, first, it requires your knowingness of what is going on and what's happening. And then second, it requires your request to let it go and your desire to take action to let something go. So I'm looking at all these different charts for people. If you're interested, check it out. It's only good through the end of July. The energies are going to be the strongest on July 29th when this grand sextile is exact. However, throughout the rest of July, the energies are going to be building, and it's going to be, we're going to get pushes of action to move forward and to make the most of this time. And it's almost like if you don't move forward, well, I don't want that to sound like a threat, but it's just time to take action. And if you don't take action, somebody else could take the action that you wanted to take. There's triggers involved. It's just time to move. And with that, know that it's divinely supported. You know, fear is a small thing. It can feel big, but fear as an energy is actually quite small. It's light that is huge. We are activating more of our light. We are activating more of our cosmic energies and potentials. It's an exciting time. There's just so much good happening, and I want you to know that there are people all around the world doing this. I did a show yesterday about shrinking friendship circles, and it's normal right now. And so it's also easy to feel like you're the only one interested in these things, or you're the only one aware. There's a variety of things we can tell ourselves about that. But please know that you're not. There are numerous people that I'm working with on these same themes, and we are all connected. It's like we're creating this energetic grid of connection. So know that you are energetically supported. If you need more perspective on friendship changes and perhaps feeling like lots of relationships are ending, check out that show. It was on July 16th, the normalcy of shrinking friendship circles. That might provide some loving perspectives on the changes that we're going through. Okay, so let's get to that guidance or that meditation. I'm going to just set it up for you and start the music and allow you to go where you need to go. So this is not a guided meditation. It's just allowing you to open up to what you're ready to know right now. The most important thing is the trust. Trust the messages. Trust what you hear, what you see, what you feel. That is essential. The music I'm going to play is called Musical Rapture by Frederick de la Rue. It is free music. It's open source. If you would like to download it, you can do that as well. Just Google Musical Rapture by Frederick de la Rue. It's a generous gift he has given to humanity, and as you'll hear, it is very high vibrational and quite lovely. So what I'd like you to do is to get comfortable in however way that works for you, whether that's sitting or standing, and feel a strength in your root chakra, which is at the base, bottom of your spine there. It's the red chakra, and just feel that grounding in it. Just feel a strength in it. And as you're relaxing, relax your shoulders, your wrists, your neck. Shake out anything that has any tension. Just feel that grounding in yourself, in human form. You are light in human form, and you're feeling the lightness of your own energy. I'd like you to focus on a triangle. Okay, imagine a triangle of any shape, of any description that appears for you. Imagine a triangle of a certain color, shape, size. And this triangle symbolizes peace, inspiration, intuition, creativity, joy, harmony. It is a very high vibrational shape. It is activating you on more levels, on deeper levels. And I'd like you to imagine, as the music is playing and as things are starting here, I'd like you to imagine that this triangle is starting in your root chakra, and it's going to start moving up. It's going to move up into your different chakras, and it's spinning to clear out everything that you're ready to let go of. And it's spinning out with a very clear, high vibrational energy. Everything that is complete for you in preparing space for new messages. Allow it to spin and move. And trust what you hear, trust what you feel, trust what you see. Thank you, everybody. I'm going to end the show. I hope that was uplifting and that you received exactly what you needed to know. Feel free to listen to that portion of the show again if you would like to experience the meditation again. Thanks for being here, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.